ask you a question.
Introduce yourself.
No, we introduce you. It's your turn, Utpal.
Hi, I'm Utpal. You have a question for me, Nijirini?
Hello. So I was wondering, Utpal, he's making this amazing blog about the 3100 mile race, and he's been doing it year after year. He's bringing the race to the whole world, and he makes everybody known to the whole world who's participating in this race, except for himself. And I was really thinking for this for a few weeks now that I really felt we should, or I would love to have an interview about him also, because I think he is one of the most important people of the whole race, bringing and sharing it with everybody else.
So what would you like to know about Utpal?
So first of all, I would like to know how you are able to always make these beautiful, interesting stories, because you seem to be extremely talented in this, and I was wondering where you got this talent from.
Okay, this is a very good question. So growing up as a kid, my dad had a Super 8 camera, so I was around film equipment from a very early age, and I got very interested in taking film, and then it moved on to video, and grew all along the way, encouraged me. And at one point, I wasn't working professionally as a video or news person. Gurr came to Halifax in 1988, and he asked me a question of how come he was on TV. He was in his hotel and he saw himself on TV. And I'd approached a cable station sometime before Gurr came about putting something on about Gurr. So when Gurr asked me how did he do it, I realized he was encouraging me to get more and more involved. And it wasn't like he said, oh, Utpal, go do this, do that. I realized that the power of telling stories, you know, when we reach out into the electronic world, is very vast and very important. So Guru's message was put out in 1988 in a very simple way by a TV station putting a little promo about him. So that encouraged me from that moment on. Within a year of that, I started working in a television station, working on a news show for a couple of years. So the experience I got from a technical, practical point of view was very, very deep working in that world. Eventually, I stopped working in television and came and moved to New York, and then it was impossible to do anything because you needed a studio, you needed this and that. Then, almost out of the blue, Gurr encouraged me to start doing something called Inspiration News. And now, at that point in time in the early 2000s, you could take a little camera, you could take a little recorder, and you could do all the things that a big studio could do, but you could do it by yourself on your computer, laptop, computer. In 2007, Gurr had seen something I'd done on the 2007 race and said, and he made a joke about it by saying that it was very simple. He said, our path's about self-transcendence. So from 2007 on, I felt that Gurr very specifically wanted me to come back each year and do something better each and every time, tell the story better, communicate what the people are feeling, also share his experience of what he still continues to put into the race. At the same time, the last part of my answer is that it's so intense, it's so difficult that I have to let go and let Gurr do the whole job in and through me. It's not that I completely am a channel, but for most of the time, I'm out here in the mornings, I'm at home at night, I'm letting Gurr tell his own story. And I really can't take credit for what's happening because it's so important what's going on here, and it's so important to communicate it that I really have to let Gurr tell the story in his own way.
Wow, that sounds really wonderful.
Does Nijirini have another question?
Sure. So you have been doing this since 2007 or 8 every single year.
Day, every year since 2008.
So that means that you got to know the runners because many of them come back like every year or every second year or whatever, so that you got to know them quite well, what they go through, what they experience.
Well, I think the race and the runners change and grow each and every time, that the race itself grows. There's more consciousness here, I think, on a regular basis every year, each year as well. And the runners have this opportunity to be able to tap into that consciousness, as do the helpers, the counters, and everybody who takes part in it. This is a real divine experience. And each of us connects to it in our own little way. The runners, of course, do the hardest job, an unbelievably hard job. And we can never, never appreciate fully what they're going through. And for example, when I talk to them for half a lap, it's a joke when you think they've been there for 113 laps every day. And what they say over 4.5 minutes is nothing compared to 18 hours. So I can only see a little glimmer. But I come back to the fact that we all are here participating in the 3,100-mile race. And we're all trying to find a way of diving completely ourselves, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. To say that I know the runners, every once in a while you get a little glimpse of the incredible qualities that each have and how different they are and what an important role they're playing, and not just being a part of this, but in terms of what this race does for the world outside of this little block.
Think for a moment.
At any point, the counter can turn over and ask a question as well. You don't think you're off the hook over there.
And Utpal, do you have any idea, because I hear it all the time from my friends all over the world, what an amazing impact your job has on the rest of the world? Because it really, really, and actually I do feel that every year it involves more people and the interest is drawn more and more to this race, and also the people who would like to participate in helping increases each year. So this race is like growing in importance.
Well, I think it goes back to the line Guru said about self-transcendence in 2007. And he said, "Oi, oi, Utpal, our path about self-transcendence." And we think we understand about self-transcendence. We can kind of grasp a little bit about it when you see something like this outside ourselves. But the important part of self-transcendence is how we apply it to our own little worlds. And whether it's somebody in Latvia who's deciding they want to come and cook with you next year, or somebody who wants to come back and come and count because they've seen the Vienna girls, thinking that you have to be from Vienna to come and count, but that everybody can find a way of participating, even if it's not being here. One year, one of the Ukrainian boys was telling me about a friend of his who was back home who was running a marathon every day. And there's a girl out in Texas named Laura who's spending 52 days of devotion to the race in some way, using it to inspire her. So we all have to be instruments. We all have to be absolutely open ourselves as much as possible to what we can do and what we can become by being part of this.
It's very true. And one of my friends back in Finland told that actually, Premananda, that he said that he feels the race even in Finland and how it really lifts the consciousness there. So I thought it was really amazing. And he reads the blog every day.
Well, it's funny. Somebody in Finland can be inspired and be uplifted, whereas somebody driving by in their car over there in the Grand Central doesn't even see it. But we can only hope that with time, that what's happening here, what's happening with the inner world in general, and very specifically, is reaching out. When we see so many terrible things happening in the world, it's so easy to get caught. But there's Premananda in Finland being inspired by, or Norway, being inspired by something that's happening 4,000-5,000 miles away. That gradually over time, one time Guru was asked in Halifax, you know, when will we have world peace? And Guru's answer always was, it's only a matter of time. And our idea of time is, you know, how long it takes them to do a lap, or what time do I have to come in the morning. But Guru's time is so much vaster and beyond that, and we just have to be patient that the world will listen and learn and watch and become as well.
Yeah. And just to the practical point of view, so you come here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I'm here at 5:30.
5:30, mm-hmm. And then?
And then Nujarini keeps me here until 10:40, 10:45, Then I go back home and I will take all this electronic stuff and stick it in the computer. Then I'll start to edit the short film, which will take until about 2 or 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Then somehow or another I have to go and cut some grass because some customers of mine think that I'm not a reporter, that I'm a gardener, and I have to go and cut grass. And then I come back and finish the pictures. Every single picture that's up there has been put through a Photoshop. And then by 8:30, 9 o'clock tonight, if I'm lucky, I click a button and then it just goes out into the world and I just say, and the whole cycle starts again.
This is fantastic, and I thank you very much, and I thank you very much for the great job you are doing, and everybody's really happy about it, and now we should take a beautiful picture of you.